Okay, welcome back. Heading off to Adelaide, Australia right now to kind of look over the smoking ruins of the methamphetamine boosted State of the Union address. That guy was higher than a kite, David, and you know it and everybody knows it. He can't, the cube can't get up off the table or whatever he was laying on and do that without some chemical assist.
He was revved up to the max.
He was shot up to the max.
He was pumping. He was angry and
they raised the dead for that one, David.
Yeah, I know. It was quite a spectacle. I was expecting to find something about drug use in his reversals, but I didn't.
One story. Nothing in the reversals. I saw one story about it. Somebody said, yeah, he crashed and burned the day after. That always happens when you get shot up with something that, whether it's cocaine or amphetamines. Anyway, but you found nothing?
Nothing about drug use. No, I was looking for it because when I was watching it live, I think, what on earth is this guy on? You know?
Yeah. Well, that really was as close to raising the dead as you're going to see.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Anyway, I'll play you the reversals I found. I found like 28, so that's not too bad.
Before we start, David, hold on.
Yes, sir.
I think we should make it clear that if David and I were sitting down having a conversation like we are right now, that's how we do this, and somebody were to record it and do reverse speech analysis of both of our statements, they'd find not a lot of, we're on the same page. But if we're reading a script, that's not extemporaneous, spontaneous thinking and speaking. That's reading a script. Now, what is the reverse speech profile of reading a script as opposed to having a spontaneous conversation and intellectual discussion?
Oh, it's dramatic. When you're reading a script, reversals are very hard to find. They're very few and far between.
That's right.
But when you're having a spontaneous, natural conversation, they're everywhere. They're all over the place. So,
thank you. I just want to make that clear to people so they understand.
Really,
he's shot
really
up on drugs. He's reading a script. He's a dead man walking. So let's see what David found.
Okay, here we go. Reversal number one. Let us play it.
But this was no ordinary time. Freedom and democracy were under assault in the world.
All the loss I know.
War will all sooner.
The enunciation in speech reversals for you newcomers is usually much better than that. He was that was not clear. It was very, I get it. I get what you're hearing.
Yeah.
But that was, he sounded like he was drunk. Well, he was, basically.
All right, well, let's try the next one. This is a bizarre reversal.
What makes our moment rare is the freedom and democracy are under attack at both at home and overseas.
Martyred whoop. That's a bizarre reversal. Martyred whoop.
Martyred whoop?
Martyred whoop. That's what it
Got
says.
Got it.
Weird.
Martyred whoop.
It's there. It's bizarre.
One more time.
Oh, okay. Right. Hang on. I just closed it down. Right. Here we go. Here's the forwards.
What makes our moment rare is the freedom and democracy are under attack at both at home and overseas.
Okay. Democracy under attack. Martyred whoop. The lips match.
That's so tight at the end. I'm wondering if there was anything beyond that that got cut off.
I don't know. Now the original recording's not here.
No, you can't remember, of course. I get that. But anyway, that's an awful short whoop, but whatever.
Yeah, it's a strange reversal, too.
Martyred.
Yeah.
That is strange. Well, what do you expect from a guy like that?
Dead man. Yeah, I know. Martin Book. He's shut himself down. Who knows? All right, next one.
My message to President Putin, who I've known for a long time, is simple. We will not walk away.
Yeah, we'll go on. Congruent reverse.
Is there a possible in there of, yeah, we'll hold on?
Oh, I can hear what you're hearing. Yeah, it could be hold on. It means the same thing, hold or
same
go.
Thing.
Yeah, he's just, it's a...
We're not going to quit. We're going to keep provoking, keep pushing, prodding the bear.
Yep. All right, next one. Incidentally, I should say these have not been checked by Jeff, my right-hand man. I have been very slack in sending reversals to him lately. Just been so much going on. So.
Well, it's tough to deal with the union. It's tough to deal with union employees, I understand.
Respect. Respect free and fair elections. Restore trust in our institutions. And make clear political violence has absolutely no place. No place in America. Zero place.
Self worries the crime in the South won.
Self worries the crime in the South won.
Oh, yeah.
Self worries the crime in the South won.
Oh, yeah.
Self worries the crime in the South won.
All right. Give it to us again.
Self worries. In other words,
self worries. S-E-L-F. Self worries. Right? Yeah. Self worries. All right.
Yeah. The crime in the South won.
Self worries, the crime in the South won. Self worries, the crime in the South won. Self worries, the crime in the South won.
Yeah, I think it's the crime in the South won. The. You'll hear.
Yeah, I did say the crime. Sorry, that I must have misspoke. I've got it down as a crime. So.
No, the crime, well, right. You got it.
What is the South? You could think of the border, maybe. Who knows what's going on in the South? The border crisis, anything I can think of. I can't think of any crimes that happened recently in the southern states.
No. I still want to know why people aren't just standing back slack-jawed at how this guy could be so pharmacologically jacked up as to be able to do that. When he's usually drooling and mispronouncing words, and here he is orating. It's quite a story. Anybody thinks Jeff is union, David's Jeff. No, he's not union. I was making a joke. He's.
I knew that.
I just want to be sure everybody does. Okay, go ahead. These are weird. You're right. Now here's another thing. Isn't it offensive to most of you who heard this or are hearing it now to hear the same old lies over and over, year in and year out, decade in and decade out? It's the same BS. It's all crap. And all of a sudden, these are sanctimonious, moral people talking about protecting democracy and all of that. The scam here is so old, it's amazing to me it has any traction at all. Amazes me.
Yeah, I know.
It's highly offensive, to put it mildly.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Yeah, I would. Okay, next one.
There are state laws banning the freedom to choose, criminalizing doctors, forcing survivors of rape and incest to leave their states to get the treatment they need.
I talk about abortion. I'm used to faggots. Whatever.
Yeah, he is. That's a correct and true reversal from him. He's used to all kinds of depravity.
Oh, well, you want to talk all kinds of depravity? I'm going to scroll down to the end of the union. and play what I think is one of the most depraved reversals I've ever found. So I'm jumping a few reversals ahead. Here we go.
I'm ramping up the federal enforcement of the Violence Against Women Act that I proudly wrote when I was a senator.
Animal sex lover.
Animal sex lover. Animal sex lover. Animal sex lover.
Well, there it is. It's not there. There it is.
I know. I heard that reverse. I go, what the hell? I didn't hear that, did I? I went back and there
so
it was.
So here he is, chemically through the roof, on the moon, and he's orating better than he has in years, but his subconscious is still lurking in the sewer and cesspool in which it lives. He is a very evil man.
Yeah, he really is. You're absolutely right. All right, here's the next one.
I'm here tonight to show what I believe is the way forward, because I know how far we come.
You do not. Well, that's a direct contradictory reversal.
It isn't. That's very funny. That's funny.
Yeah, it is. I know. Listen to it again. This is spirit saying to him, hey, no, you don't. What are you talking about? Here's the Fords again.
I'm here tonight to show what I believe is the way forward, because I know how far we come.
You do not.
You think you're the boss. Ha, he's a liar. It's his subconscious talking to him. He's taking him to task. You're full of it. How funny.
You're absolutely right. And this is followed by this reversal here.
My policies have attracted $650 billion in private sector investment in clean energy, advanced manufacturing, creating tens of thousands of jobs here in America.
Biden's life is nasty. There it is.
Well, this his subconscious is just continuing this chatter in the background.
That's right. That's right. Yep, that's right.
Your life sucks, buddy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, this next reversal I had to laugh at.
Tonight, we can proudly say the state of our union is strong and getting stronger.
Backwards. All the debts.
All the debts. All the debts. All the debts.
What is it, David? I'm sorry. All what?
The debts. Debts, you know, as in money.
Oh, the debt. You're a little bit muddy. You're not clear and sharp. Maybe if you get a little closer, I don't know. Yeah, no, it's not. You're not as clear as the reversals. Reversals are much more clear.
I don't know why. Let me see.
It's
what
just
I
a little muddy. Todd, if you can turn up the top end on the EQ, it might sharpen them up a little.
One, two. How's that? Is that better?
That is better.
Yeah, I just fiddle with my equalizer here. Okay, so he says, all the state of the union is strong and backwards, all the debts.
Stronger. All the debts. All the debts. All the debts.
Yeah. It just speaks for itself. The state of the union is not strong. America owes how many trillions of dollars do we owe?
It's 35, just about. And it's going up at the rate, David, of $1 trillion every 3 months, every 90 days. Another trillion in debt to the international banking cartel that runs this country.
That is incredible. That is incredible. Yeah, when I play that again, I think it's an important reversal. Because while he's saying the state of the union is strong, his unconscious comes
back and tells
the real truth.
Lies.
We're in debt
country's
up to
on
our
its
ears.
Knees. Huh? Right. Country's on its knees.
That's right. You got it.
At tonight, we can proudly say the state of our union is strong and getting stronger.
All the debts.
All the debts. All the debts. All the debts.
It's funny here. His conscious self is chemically in orbit. All right, he's reading, he's emphasizing, he's doing very well as far as his reading goes. But in the background, his subconscious is carrying on this continual chatter with him, telling him he's full of shit. Basically,
yeah, you got it.
You're lying.
Yeah, basically, yeah, you got it. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what's happening. Yeah. Okay, here's the next one.
A future where the days of trickle-down economics are over and the wealthy and the biggest corporations no longer get all the tax breaks.
Her war is demonic.
Her war is demonic.
Her war is demonic. Her war is demonic.
I guess her is America. War, internal struggles. It could be Ukraine. It could be Israel. Who knows? Here, let's listen.
Her
to
war is demonic. How about all war is demonic? Okay, we agree on that. Now, what is he talking about? What's his subconscious really pointing to with that? I'd have to think about that. It would just be a guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but let's play the falls again.
A future where the days of trickle-down economics are over and the wealthy and the biggest corporations no longer get all the tax breaks.
The war is demonic.
Her war is demonic.
Her war is demonic.
It's her war, I guess.
That's probably America. Alluding to America in the larger media sense of the term. That's his subconscious chipping away at him again, too.
Yeah.
Talking about all these good things, but no, the war this country's involved with is demonic, and it is. Yeah, it sounds like his subconscious still has its act together.
Yeah, you're right. Here's a reversal that took me totally by surprise. Here we go.
This year, Medicare is negotiating lower prices for some of the costliest drugs on the market to treat everything from heart disease to arthritis.
God, Jesus, come. There you go. There it is. Don't know whether Jesus is going to come, but anyway, that was in his reversals, so there you go.
Is that Jesus?
You know, I actually wonder when I played at that time. It didn't seem as sharp as it was when I first.
No, I believe it's Jesus.
Jesus, that's what I said. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Arthritis.
It's there. It's just not as strong as.
Yeah, I thought you said Jews for a moment there.
Oh no, Jesus, God, Jesus, yeah. Okay, here we go.
How do you figure that, David? How do you figure that? He's got, he's physically all injected with uppers and downers and side, who knows? He's in orbit. He's reading. He's performing. He's not a great orator to begin with, but for him, that's as well as I've heard him speak in quite a long time. And yet his subconscious is sitting back by itself, basically, observing and making comments, speaking to him, speaking to his conscious in the way that the subconscious does communicate to the conscious mind, and just throwing out these zingers often.
Right.
It's funny.
Yeah,
this is very funny.
Yeah. Yep. All right, next one.
Is also eliminating title insurance on federally backed mortgages.
Must nourish your lust.
Must nourish no lust.
There it is. That's the third.
Must nourish. After must nourish, the next syllable starts with an N. Must nourish N, something. Let's try it again. Listen for the N.
Oops, lost it. Hang on. Play that again.
I think it's must nourish no rust. Sounds what it sounds like.
Must nourish no rust. No.
I think you're right. I think it is no. Huh. Well, that's interesting. That changes the meaning of the reversal quite a lot. Huh. Let's play it again.
Must nourish.
No lust.
Must nourish no rust.
Yeah, it's definitely no.
My best guess is no rust, whatever that means. Must nourish no something. And it sounds like rust. Anyway, another weird
one. Maybe not as clear as I thought it was. All right, next one.
It's my goal to cut the federal deficit another $3 trillion by making big corporations very wealthy finally beginning to pay their fair share.
I blank the Lord.
Protect the Lord.
I blank the Lord.
How sickening. Yeah.
Yeah, it's. Is.
Need to pay their fair share.
Well, there it is.
You know, I cannot remember than I didn't hear at a State of the Union or a major campaign, a major, major campaign speech, the same crap that we're hearing in this.
Oh, no, it's the same stuff.
It's just the same crap over and over and over.
Yeah.
And it's the opposite of what they're doing, and it always has been.
Yeah. Very noble words that are not backed up by deeds at all.
No.
Okay, here we go.
Tonight, let's all agree once again to stand up for seniors.
You'll finance it.
You'll finance it.
You'll finance it. You'll finance it.
See, maybe he'll do something.
Yeah. Okay. We'll stand up for seniors and you'll pay for it.
Taxpayers
are going to pay for it.
That's right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, let's play it again. So here's the Fords.
Tonight, let's all agree once again to stand up for seniors.
You'll finance it. You'll finance it. You'll finance it.
And you'll finance it, all right. Yep.
All right, next one.
You get charged the same amount, and you got about, I don't know, 10% fewer Snickers in it.
I'm a mess.
Well, there you go. That gets to the truth of it, doesn't it?
Right on the money. Exactly. Yeah. You want to take a break? Keep going.
Yeah, no, we'll take a break.
All right, very good. These are very interesting. Odd how the mind has been compartmentalized between the subconscious, the conscious, and in this case, there's not much conscious mind left, but they somehow shot him up and got him to be able to pull this off. That just amazes me. All right, hang on. We will be right back with David. Okay, we're back. Now, this is all very interesting, and once again, the dynamic of the technology of reverse speech is standing up and kind of showing itself for the astonishing things it can do. Even as the conscious mind, the consciousness of Joe Biden is obviously withering away to dementia, Alzheimer's, CJD, who knows what the formal diagnosis is, the subconscious is still alert, savvy, wise, and able to make ironic pronouncements. The conscious mind is dying. The subconscious mind is still alive. Does that fit with you're the pro. Does that fit?
Yeah, no, I would agree with you, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yep.
And is the subconscious mind maybe connected to that part of us which is eternal, immortal, or goes on after death?
Absolutely.
It's a part of that.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, the unconscious is the spirit. It is the spiritual world.
Very good. All right. Got it.
Okay. Oh, this next reversal. Oh, God. Oh, I don't want to make a statement about this. This is the thing that angered me the most in the whole State of the Union and the aftermath of it. It was, let me just fill it in before I play it. This is Laken Riley, who was murdered by an illegal immigrant. Okay.
No, he's not an illegal immigrant. He's an invader of the formerly United States of America who should have been taken out and shot on the spot. Absolutely sure that he did it, and he did it. We don't need to put these people through a system of injustice at great taxpayer expense and then house him at $75,000 a year in some prison. You know they wouldn't put him to death. This is wrong.
The reason why this gets me so angry is two reasons. Okay. For a start, he got the name wrong. The name's not Laken. He called it Lincoln Riley.
That's part of his idiocy showing through. All right.
I know. Laken's mum, K came out the next day and said, this is pathetic. You can't even get the name right. Okay. Right. So what does Biden go and do? He goes and apologizes to the illegal alien for calling him an illegal and say you're undocumented. And he doesn't apologize to Lake and Riley's mother for calling a Lincoln.
It's like... He's a piece of scum, the guy. He's garbage. He's subhuman. We get that. He's evil.
I just could not believe that. He apologized to the undocumented alien, as he called him when he apologized, but doesn't apologize to Lake and Riley's mum for getting a name wrong. I'm gobsmacked by that. Anyway, so here's the forwards.
Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal.
Yeah, okay, listen to what his unconscious tells him, okay? This is what unconscious says to his conscious. On the kill, you kill.
On the kill.
In other words, he is responsible for it, Biden, for letting this illegal in the first place. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yes, of course. Regarding the death of this young woman, her murder, the kill, he did it.
He did it.
His policies.
Yeah,
the O'Biden regime, yes, of course. Yep. And by the way, we shouldn't restrict it to just him. We have a whole Congress involved. We have state governors involved. Yep. We have an awful lot of communist liberals running around in this country who have no concept of America's history, its patriotism, the wonderful things that it made possible for many of the very people who are criticizing it now. It's so despicable, all of it.
It absolutely, utterly, completely is. America's gone. I don't know how long it's going to take till it actually collapses.
It's not fun to say that, dear friends. We don't like that. And simply pronouncing it some other way is not going to change anything. This country is gone. It's not going to come back on its own. The only way it would ever come back is if the people rose up like they did in 1776 and took it back and dealt with those who want to destroy it.
I agree with you, Jeff. Much as I hate to say it, I agree with you. 100%. All right, next one on Biden.
Creating tens of thousands of clean energy jobs like the IBEW workers building and installing 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations.
Did you kill on this life?
I think it's even better. Did you kill in this life?
Oh, in this life, okay.
It's not on, it's in.
Okay. Yeah, you're absolutely right. In this life. Yeah. Well, once again, that's his spirit talking to him straight after.
Yeah,
said you.
He's challenging him. Hey,
Riley,
did you kill in this life or not?
That's right. Yeah, you got it. And then next is this reversal that I've already played, but I'll play it again.
I'm ramping up the federal enforcement of the Violence Against Women Act that I proudly wrote when I was a senator.
Animal sex lover.
Animal sex lover.
Animal sex lover. Animal sex lover.
I've never heard a reversal like that in my life. That's just shows.
Well, that kind of brings up. Excuse me, David. Go ahead.
Oh, sure.
Well, that brings up the subconscious. Is it making a rhetorical statement? Is it tongue in cheek? Is it mocking him? Is it pointing out to his conscious mind that he's not fooling anybody? I don't know what the motive of the subconscious is for making that statement. But
I don't think he's having sex with animals. I think it's a metaphor. I think it shows the depth.
I wouldn't rule anything out, David. Nothing.
Okay. All right.
Not talking about now, but how about the old days? You never know what this guy was capable of. Perversion has no limits for many.
Yeah.
And there are people now who want to make bestiality legal in this
really?
Country. Oh, yes. There are talk. There's talk about bills here and there. Sexually depraved are talking about making it legal openly.
Oh,
yes. Just like pedophilia. Oh, it's just another lifestyle choice.
No, this is
we are rotting through and through here.
Yeah, I saw a funny show on TV yesterday. It was this white woman, white parents, you know, sixth generation white. Anyway, she calls herself black. She identifies as black. So she goes and it was a stupid show. I just look at the total ridiculousness of it. She wants everyone to call her black because that's what she identifies as.
I have to understand that is poison to a mind that has already been subverted by that very medium, which has created for that mind most of its reality.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, next reversal. Here we go.
This crisis began on October 7th. With a massacre by a terrorist group called Hamas, as you all know. 1,200 innocent people, women and girls, men and boys, slaughtered.
Not too sure what this means. The Senate, you know.
The Senate, you know. The Senate, you know. The Senate, you know.
I don't know. Unless
I would suggest that it may be tied into the fact that we financed all the horrors that have come from that, but it's also worth noting here that the Israeli news media, I forget which paper, has pointed out that maybe half of those people were killed by Israeli defense forces in the Apache helicopters on the ground. They couldn't tell who they were shooting at from the air, and they killed hundreds of Israeli citizens. People in the kibbutz that were involved have said that their own troops killed and blew up homes with Israelis in them. So that 1,200 figure is completely bogus. It might only be half of that, which is still too much. We all agree on that. But you kill 600 people, the number of people slaughtered in Gaza now is well over 30,000 and probably over 100,000. Where's the equity? There is none. The whole October 7th thing, as anybody who's honestly studied this knows, was a setup. It was a false flag to turn this whole thing loose on the Palestinians in Gaza, and they are being eradicated now. It was a setup from the beginning. That's my I'm not speaking for David. I got to always throw that out there.
My thought. Yeah, I don't have any opinion either way. That's where I stand.
That's safe.
I take that approach with most topics. Well, I've got a dislike for Biden, so I can't say that. So, all right, next reversal. I skipped a few. We'll go back and pick out the ones I skipped, but this was the last one of the speech.
My lifetime has taught me to embrace freedom and democracy, a future based on core values that have defined America. Honesty, decency, dignity, equality.
Oh, you're going to love the reversal. This deceit, it's an art.
This is it. It's an art. This is it. It's an art.
Oh, yeah.
This is it. It's an art.
You hear that? Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Well, that's what the whole damn speech is. It's deceit, and it's an art, and he's practicing it.
You're absolutely right. The last reversal sums it all up. So here it is again. Listen to the passion in his forward speech.
My lifetime has taught me to embrace freedom and democracy, a future based on core values that have defined America, honesty, decency, dignity, equality.
Yeah, right, Joe. You tell him, mate. This deceit, it's an art.
This is it. It's an art. This is it. It's an art.
Well, once again, the subconscious is just chipping away at him. You're not fooling anybody, pal.
Yep.
At least not me.
Yep. Yep. You're absolutely right. All right, I'm just going to pick up some of the ones I didn't play. Oh, incidentally, before I do that, I've got to tell you, your audience, I told you, I've written a whole book since I spoke to you last week.
Yes, for 4 days, David has written an entire book. I wasn't able to go through the whole thing, David, but I got it this morning. Thank you. Tell them about this. This is quite an achievement.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not a book about reverse speech, although I do quote reverse speech in the book. Yeah. It's called The Lessons of Love, subtitled Musings on the Life and Teachings of Yeshua the Christ. And it's all about my understanding of the four Gospels of the New Testament and the teachings of Jesus. I tackle some very difficult subjects, like the existence of hell, which I argue is a metaphor. I tackle the second coming, sin, judgment, salvation. I spend a lot of time on the lessons of love, teachings of the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus' whole life about love, sacrifice, service. I have a go at the God of the Old Testament, Yahweh, basically saying that he's an archon, a lower being. So I make a few radical statements. It's a controversial book. Hopefully it'll be out within the next month. All right, but anyway, I wrote it in 4 days. I've been wanting to write it for a year, and I've been thinking about it in my mind for a year. And I was just watching a movie on TV on Saturday night, and I just was compelled. I thought I got to start writing this book, so I sat down and I wrote and wrote and wrote and didn't stop until I finished writing. So, I finished it last night.
Would you call this channeling?
I don't like that word, but yes, I understand the concept. I believe it was inspired. Yes, I do believe that. Yes.
Inspired is a very good way to phrase it. That's good.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm actually very pleased with it. It's quite an amazing book. So I'll get it. It's my editor's editing another book of mine right now.
Well, as soon as it's ready, have you picked a cover for it yet?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Well, you give me the cover when it's ready, and we'll give it a big boost.
Oh, thank
you.
That
sounds fascinating.
I'd like to get the book out there. Like I say, it's not about reverse speech. Yes, about my understandings of the life and teachings of Yeshua the Christ, who I call him, which is his real name. So anyway, but I don't think there's ever been a book about Christianity written quite like this one has been written. So anyway, we'll see. So there we are. That's my latest book. And I continue today. I'm writing my book on reverse speech metaphors and the maps of the unconscious mind. I'm almost 20,000 words into that, but that's going to take me all year to write. It's a major book.
Very good.
Very comprehensive.
Yeah, you're going to leave quite a legacy behind you. A lot of books.
You've
written two trilogies now, right? They're both.
Well, I'm halfway through the second trilogy. I've written the first. Yeah.
Trilogy. That's finished. I know, but you will have written two.
Correct. Yeah, I'm halfway through the second trilogy now. I'll continue writing it off and on this year. I'll finish it this year sometime. And then I'll start on the third trilogy, which I've already got planned out in my head. So, anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I love writing. And also, too, look, I have a real sort of sense of mission or responsibility. I don't know whether reverse speech is going to be accepted in my lifetime. I just don't know. It may be, it may not. But either way, all my work has to be documented for future generations, and so that's why I'm doing it. That's why I'm writing so much, to get all my knowledge and research and experience down on paper. And Yeah,
I think I've written that. Have you gotten in touch with the programmer?
AI
guy.
Sorry, no, I haven't. No, I have not.
I'm getting to be a little concerned about, frankly.
Yeah, I know.
That would make reverse speech a household tool.
Yeah, it would indeed. Yeah,
and
would
I'm
indeed.
Not sure they'll allow that. They being you know who.
Yeah, I know. Oh, sorry, I got caught up with this book.
No, it's okay. Here's since we've been spending time listening to the amphetamine king, Joe Biden. Here's a normal Joe Biden. All right, this is what, just to give you an idea of the amount of pharmaceuticals that must have been coursing through what's left of his veins. Here, check this out.
Yeah.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
That's a normal Joe Biden.
Yeah,
slow, pondering. I mean, whatever they gave him last night was quite a remarkable cocktail, I would say.
He was amped up. There's no doubt about that. All right. Now, what reversals didn't I play?
You're holding back on us?
Oh, wow. No, they were just irrelevant. Like, here's one here I didn't play.
And yes, my purpose tonight is to wake up the Congress and alert the American people that this is no ordinary moment either.
Warn the sin.
Warns a sin.
Yeah, whatever that means. Here's Ford's again.
And yes, my purpose tonight is to wake up the Congress and alert the American people that this is no ordinary moment either.
Warns the sin. Oh, well, I think he's probably a congruent reversal.
Probably.
What else didn't I play? This one here.
800,000 new manufacturing jobs in America and counting. Where is it written we can't be the manufacturing capital of the world? We are, we will.
The lamb, but we thank you.
The lamb, but you thank you.
Yeah, well, the lamb of God, the only thing I can think of.
I don't know about that. The lamb, but he thank you. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
I don't know. Here's another one I didn't play.
Wages keep going up. Inflation keeps coming down. Inflation has dropped from 9% to 3%, the lowest in the world, and 10 even lower.
Please.
Yeah, this is a metaphor. The whirlwind, the soul of mess. Whirlwind, the soul of mess.
Whirlwind, the soul of mess.
I can't get the end of it, David.
No, okay, probably won't. Soul of mess, I've got it down as M-E-S-S. I'll play it again.
Wait, I think I got it. Maybe I have it. Here, try it again. Okay. Go ahead.
Sure, okay, all right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Whirlwind, comma, it's all a mess.
Oh, yeah, well, that would make sense. Play it again.
Whirlwind, it's all a mess.
Oh, yeah, I hear that.
Whirlwind, it's all a mess.
Yeah, well, it is all a mess, too,
it's
isn't
all
it?
I think he says it's all the mess. The mess. Anyway.
What else? Here's another one I didn't play. Probably. Oh, we're out of time. Doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. See you next week, Joe.
Okay. When will you have the 4-day book ready, do you think?
Well, I'm sending it off to my editor. I've just got to go through and edit it now. That'll only take me a night. And I'll send it off my lady at the end of this week. Hopefully it'll be ready in a week.
How many pages?
I don't know. It's 70 pages that I've written, but that's tightly spaced together. By the time it's edited, it'll be about 200, I'd imagine.
Did you get the email I sent you suggesting you listen to a certain recording?
Yes, I did get it. I haven't listened to it yet. I will listen to it.
Okay. Please let me know your thoughts.
Sure. Okay. All right.
All right. Okay. Good night, David.
Mate. Thanks. See you next week.
All right. That's a lot of work to go through that kind of a speech with those circumstances. Boy, did they shoot him up with something. Wow. Okay, Wednesday tomorrow. All I can suggest is be careful out there because the danger in this country and many countries is rising all the time. These people coming across the former border do not like us. They obviously have no qualms with killing. So be careful. Back with you tomorrow. Take care.